Welcome back to the Preacher Parker Show. Glad to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Been a long time coming. I know y'all probably miss me. I even miss hearing myself. But today I got my special guest, Rolly, in the house. Yeah. Hello, she is here. She's ready to hit some topics with me, talk about some real stuff. We might get random, might be a little laughing moments. Also, it's going to be very serious. Like always, follow us, continue the positive feedback, and you can definitely check out your boy Preacher Parker anywhere from Facebook to Instagram. You can find me. But right now, let's get ready to enjoy this beautiful day. It's lovely Wednesday out here in Sunshine State. All right, Rolly, so your week been pretty good?
Yeah, it's going very well. Can't complain. Loving each day.
I like that. You know, loving each day is, I don't know. It's sort of hard in a way to love each day. I don't know, for me, for instance, just, you know, because I love my days off. But my days on, it's hard for me to love my days of work. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how y'all can relate to me, but I do feel that I should have a more positive outlook on how the day should go. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that you always have to come in with a positive mindset. And whether the outcome is negative or positive, you have to take it and look at it as an obstacle. Look at it as a game, you know? Can I make it through this? Am I going to complete this day and end it out with a big bang? You know? That's how I always go into my days. Positive, and whatever I walk into, whether it's good or bad, I'm like, you know, let's see, can I take on this challenge today? This is, you know, it's daily challenges.
So you challenge the day,
babe. Of course.
Head on. Wow.
Yes.
Man, I give it to you.
You have to embrace, you know, you have to embrace even the bad, because then it makes you the person that you are at the end of the day. What kind of person are you? Are you going to give up? Are you going to lay down? Are you going to get pissed off and let that anger take over you? Wow. Or are you going to, man, I can do this. This is going to be a piece of cake. I got this.
But don't you feel a day when you decide that you want to have a positive day? That's when you get challenged the most. I just feel that's when you get challenged. Like, things just go wrong for some reason purposely.
I feel like people overthink it. You know, they overthink too much. If you start thinking, I want this day to be positive, and you're like demanding it and you're overthinking it, then now you're putting up a challenge for the universe, and the universe is going to put up a challenge for you. You have to go in knowing it's going to be okay, knowing it's going to be a great day, not demanding it to. You just got to go in with a relaxed mindset and just like, all right, it's going to be a great day. We got this. Whether it's good or bad.
Very true. Very, very true. But damn.
Now on your days off, you need to be getting out more.
Exactly. I think that's a big problem with a lot of people. I feel like some people are just so stuck in their homes, so stuck in their TVs or their cell phones, they don't even leave the nest. They don't leave the environment, and they don't even leave their mind, because they're just so mentally stuck.
Yeah, so focused on something else. Even when people do go out, they're so focused on their phone. What is everybody else doing? Am I topping this? Am I topping that? You know?
That phone is powerful.
Am I posting enough? Are my pictures that good? It's ridiculous. It's like everything is becoming like head-on challenge, which is so sad.
Right.
We need to be uplifting one another. Cheering each other on instead of challenging one another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
So when you get out, you know, laugh with your family. Enjoy the moment. You don't have to take a picture of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Put that phone away. It is so important to enjoy nature. It is so important to enjoy nature and the time that you are spending with it.
Right.
It is very important. For example, I had some cousins that came down from California. They live in the city life. They do not go out to the beaches around them because the water is freezing cold and it's dark water. So they came out here to Florida. They enjoyed Clearwater Beach.
Yes.
They enjoyed South Beach.
Yeah.
We took them out to a spring.
Wow.
And they were just like, wow, this water is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely loved it. And that's what people need. They need to go out and enjoy nature.
Yeah.
And appreciate it.
Clear your thoughts.
Love it and clear your thoughts and enjoy the moment and make great memories. That is what it's all about at the end of the day. Not about the great picture, not about what recordings I'm going to get. No, that's not what it's all about. Enjoy the moment. It's very much needed, especially after a stressful week at work.
But yeah, I mean, basically how you said that, yeah, people are really trapped. I mean, I know people that haven't been to a beach yet and they live in Florida. Like, how do you live in Florida don't go to a beach? I mean, I don't know. I don't even understand that part right now. I mean, you could have borrowed a ride. You could have Ubered it. I don't know. You could have do something with your life. Most people just go to the mall. Okay, let's just base it down. Most people go to the mall, the movies,
restaurants.
A restaurant. Definitely out here in Florida, restaurants is big. Like, everybody eating something. Everybody eating some sort of damn food out here. But I mean, they stay in the same circle. You know what I mean? And like you said, going to a beach, going to a spring. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't been to a spring on my own, you know what I mean? Until I met my significant other, and then that's where we went to springs, and I have ventured off. So I can just say sometimes you have to also meet people that's gonna change that exploring life for you, you know, give you that adventure that you need, you know.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you can't do it on your own, so I can understand if you don't want to do it on your own, I can understand that, but sometimes you need to go with somebody that's gonna make you go parachuting or airboat riding or go somewhere in nature, deep in the woods, kayaking, even camping for some people is scary, man. Some people, black people, if I'm black, I'm just being real, camping, man. I'm not saying all black people don't camp. There's a lot of black people that do, but there's a lot of black people that don't. They don't want to go camping. They don't want to go to the beach because of their hair. They don't want to go to the woods because they're scared of some darn spiders or some kind of crazy-ass creature. They don't want to go mountain climbing. I mean, y'all, we put so much fear on ourselves. And I don't know. I think it's like, I ain't going to say what I think it is. I'm just going to say we need to change it. That's all I'm saying. We need to change the habit that is. That's, I don't know. I mean, how you feel about that? I mean...
Well, having a black husband.
Yes.
you have to learn how to break down that wall, break down that boundary that you're putting on yourself, or, you know, just go for it, you know?
You know how many black people I heard say, I won't go to the beach because there's sharks in there? I'm like, man, your chance to get bit by a shark at the front of the shore is not high. I know that for a fact. Now, of course, you go scuba diving, like, deep in the ocean, that's on your own. I mean, you're risking it yourself. I mean, that's in any culture.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, I'm not saying go extreme like that, but go enjoy a spring. Go get in the water at the beach, you know, just enjoy nature. Go out for a hike. Camp out. Leave that...
Bugs it all.
Leave TV at home. Leave, you know, take your cell phone, of course, in emergencies.
Right,
leave that social media at home for the weekend and just enjoy nature and make great memories.
Yeah.
change what's around you. Change your habits.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a situation I think I'm also in myself. Changing habits. Like, how do you wake up the next day and say, I'm going to do something exactly in order and it's going to become a ritual every time I do it, a habit that's going to better you. How do you do that? That is not an easy thing to do. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, just do it, you know, because I'll have to do it myself. But I'll put a challenge out there for anybody that challenges with me to, you know, change your habits.
Can start off with something small, you know, something, it doesn't have to be anything big, but once you conquer that little habit, then you can bring yourself a larger habit, and then something bigger, and, you know, just baby steps. Small baby steps. That's all it takes.
I like to do drastic things. That's why it probably don't work.
I know.
I'm all about doing drastic. I go hard. If I say I ain't gonna drink. I ain't gonna smoke. I ain't gotta watch nothing nasty on TV. I try to do it all at one time. That's a heavy load. That is a heavy load because one of them demons are trying to come back in your life. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you are going too damn far. And like you're trying to prove too much at one time. I'm not saying you can't do it. There's probably people that have done it. You know, kudos to you, but real people out here, hot damn it, that junk is hard to give up something. Because when I get off of work, I'm pissed off, especially if I have a bad mood, I might want to drink some alcohol. Is that wrong? In one way it is, in one way it's not. In one way it's my damn life, and I'm ready to drink a damn beer if I feel like it. In another way, I know consciously and healthy wise, spiritually wise, this junk ain't right. So how did now you're playing angel versus demon, you're playing right versus left. You're fighting your own self.
Okay, you're going deep. You're going deep here.
I'm just saying, take your habits.
No. You're going very deep. Yeah. Well, I'm a smoker.
Uh-huh.
Not tobacco. I drink every now and then. I'm not a big drinker. It's not really my thing. But I don't feel guilty about it. I do not feel like it's a demonic thing.
Right.
Not at all. I don't feel that way.
I see.
So I'm sorry. I brought that up because you said, you know, I'm gonna stop drinking. I'm gonna stop smoking. All those angel versus demons, and it just made me feel like, wow, is smoking considered a demonic thing?
Wow, that's heavy. That's heavy.
That's harsh. I feel like that's a harsh.
I don't think it is. I mean,
label to put on.
I personally don't think it is because it's a natural plant. You know what I mean? It's not like a man-made enhanced state that was meant to enable you and to cause you to have different split personalities like drinking alcohol. But you know, how about the habits of being on your phone all day like we were just talking about? Or people that religiously have to watch their favorite TV show every single day at a certain time and they give up their lives to do that. They will make sure they leave work on time. They will ignore anybody else that has something going on in their life just for that TV or that sport game or that, I don't know. There's just so many different habits out there.
Yeah.
So many different ones. I mean, the things people do, the things they watch, the things you say to people.
The way you judge people, the way that, yeah.
Well, you're not taking a shower every day. That's just a habit you picked up. It happens. I mean, you don't clean at all. It became a habit. If you just don't clean, you just leave. Like hoarders, I mean, it just became a habit. Ooh, I can imagine being a hoarder. I'm just saying that. Just me. I mean, okay, I had hoarder habits, but I don't think it took over my room. You know what I mean? I don't think I ever let something take over my home with it. But it might be something I had there for a long time. You know, I gotta have a t-shirt that can last 20 years. I'm just saying, that's just the kind of person I am. As long as it still look good to me. I'm just like, okay, there's some habits I gotta change. I understand. But I know I'm not the only one. Am I rolling? No, I'm not the only one.
Of course not. You're not alone. Many people like that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I am.
Oh. Look at that. It's the Spanish in her. No.
Not the hoarding part of it. Yeah, no. But if we're speaking about habits, yeah, definitely everybody has room to improve. Every single one. I do not care how perfect you think.
Absolutely.
You are. But
over makeup asses. under eating, but high anorexia type of habits. I mean, come on.
Overeating
habits. I mean, this shit is serious. But I think everybody's meant to have a flaw. Purposely. That's just my belief. So everybody cannot be perfect. So everybody has to have at least a flaw.
That's exactly what I was just
saying.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
I mean, there's people that believe that everybody's perfect. I mean, there's people that actually believe their favorite celebrity is perfect. I know it's off the topic, but I'm just saying, it's just weird, people. America, we need to talk. Other countries, we need to talk.
You need to start protecting your image.
Woo! I mean, that could be a... That's good and bad. Is it not a double-edged sword? Protecting your image could go both ways.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Clintons.
You're right. See what I'm saying? It can go both ways.
It can go both ways.
I mean...
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, at the end of the day, you just... Again,
Look. Okay, I'll do it this way from the Duncan play. Let's say you're struggling with life, right? And you know, your bills, baby mama drama, you know, job problems, and you just dress up to the top flight. You know, it's another way of protecting your image by covering yourself to make yourself look good in front of the eyes of other people. Nobody can see the suffering that you're going through behind those clothes. You know what I mean? Or, you know, the vehicle you get, or the stage you post to the media so you can make people believe that you're doing wonderful in life. Like, there's no wrong. There's no... I mean, it's heavy because what you do to protect yourself is very serious.
Yeah, it's...
It's like some of y'all become a hood. Some of y'all become a hood just because, you know what I mean? You want to protect your image. You know what I mean? How many guys act hard and they really not hard behind those closed doors when they by themselves? I mean, how can you be gangster all the time? That's always been my question. Like, how can you be hard 24 hours a day? I mean, seriously, you don't crack a smile. You ain't got no mercy on nobody. You always ruthless. Nothing makes you laugh. That's a bull crap, man. I don't believe it. I think behind those closed doors, some of y'all cry. Some of y'all wish y'all could change the lifestyle you in. But you're too scared to go forward. I understand why. You know, the chance of getting killed, the chance of going to jail, the chance of losing somebody you love, the chance, you know, there's so much to protect your image so you don't hurt somebody else. Protecting your image is so... This thing go beyond understanding how many people protect their images all over the world. Look at the people that get plastic surgery. I mean, look how many celebrities get plastic surgery to cover up that image. To cover up that truth. To cover up that what's really going on in their head. Everyday people that you see in your workplace. You see them. You don't say nothing. But I swear everybody needs a hug. It's weird, you know. It's weird when somebody wants to give you a hug, you know, at first. I don't know, especially for a man, I don't know. I think other countries, y'all do it differently, but here in America, especially the black man, I don't think it's normal for a red person to want to give me a hug, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I don't know you like that, man. We ain't fam. But the point is, I feel at the same time you need that hug. It's crazy how much a hug can help you. I don't know. How much a genuine hug from somebody that embraces your pain. And because of their good spirit, you know, it takes away that hurt, that pain, that sorrow.
Yeah.
It's real serious. That's serious stuff, man. Like,
yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about images, bro? How do you...
Well, you just touched, I think, a deep feeling there. Yeah, man, I just feel like everybody is just so focused on themselves, and again, like you said, protecting their image, that we're just closing out all these other amazing souls around us that can help us, You know, we can all help one another. We can all uplift one another. You know, you might be good at something that I'm not good at. And I might be good at something that you ain't good at. And guess what? Bam, we come together. Guess what? Now we're taking over this shit.
Yep.
Together.
Straight up. Straight up.
And it's just, it's sad that it came down to this. So focused on yourself and what you can do and how you can outdo your neighbor. Helping each other.
Straight up.
You're missing out on so many opportunities. How many neighbors do you have around you that might be able to help you with something? If you would just ask. If you would just open up your damn mouth, put your fucking pride aside. Excuse my French.
Straight up. Cuss.
Go knock and say, hey man, sorry to bother you, but can you help me with this? I seen that you, I don't know, that you're a lawyer or that you're whatever it is. I need your help with something.
Love thy neighbor, man.
Yes.
Love thyself, man. That's why that prayer is. That's why that commandment is so serious.
It's so important, man. It's so important to put your pride aside, to stop trying to protect your image all the damn time, and just get to know the person in front of you or next to you or behind you, whatever it may be.
Damn. See, I'm telling this image thing is serious. That's why it's a heavy topic.
Yeah.
You don't realize how, I mean, but I, and then at the same time, the good reasons why you should protect your image is, let's look at females who have been victimized or children who've been abused. And now they have to, they still dealing with that pain, so they cover theirself with more smiles or more laughter, whatever they gotta do, because they don't want people to see that they've been through that roller coaster, you know what I mean? So for them, I can't get mad at them protecting their image in that genuine way of laughter and joy and whatever blockage they gotta do so they don't have to reminisce of what they went through, because
right.
I mean, I wouldn't understand that pain. I don't know that pain. So I can't judge a person for that kind of pain. I can't laugh at somebody or mock them or misunderstand them. You know what I mean? It's just because you don't know what it's like to be in their shoes until you're in somebody's shoes that have been a victim of some sexual abuse or physical abuse or even mental abuse. You can't relate. So it's better to be that person, like I was talking about, hugging or being that genuine friend or that kind neighbor. Or like Roland said, you know, talking about the neighbor thing, it's crazy to me. This is just my personal opinion. You know, everybody has their own opinions. But if you look at today with all the crime going on and all the violence, I feel it's because of the neighbor thing. We don't know who our neighbors are anymore. And if you go to back in the days, I'm talking about back 1800s, I'm talking about back then, everybody almost basically knew who each other was. Somehow, some way, whether you was enemies or friends, you knew everything about everybody in your neighborhood. Everybody knew about it. So if something was to go wrong, or if somebody wasn't acting a certain way, everybody would know something changed. So the whole community would be aware. Right now, we ain't aware of nobody. We're not aware of the children. We're not aware of these teenagers that has this mentality of hatred or violence because of something they're going through, and they can't talk to anybody. So because they can't talk to anybody, they get violent. And if they knew their neighbors, they would be friends that could talk to them, or buddies that used to be out there and be like, hey, come on, friend, let's go outside and play. I have people that make me feel that I can let go a little bit instead of holding all that anger in. These kids now, that they hold it in their pain, they hold it in their... they're hurt. Adults too. They have nobody to talk to. So, like I said, protected image is that's, I don't know.
That's hard. And again, put your pride aside and talk to somebody. You know? Just spark up a conversation. What if you end up finding just this awesome soul that helps you?
Yep.
Relief.
Open new chapters of your life.
All of that.
Yeah.
Let it out. Cry. You know? Get angry. Break something.
I've been saying it. get angry. Go out to, I told one person before to go out, go out to the lake or beach. Hopefully when nobody's around, but if somebody's around, who cares? Go out to the orange groves out here in Florida. Whatever you gotta do, and just yell. I'm talking about yell it out. Yell out everything you're going for. Yell out everything in detail. I promise you'll end up breaking down crying. For some of y'all might go into a deep spiritual prayer. Some of y'all might not do that, but your heart will be so relieved that you let it go. That you didn't hold that junk in. I mean, you can't hold that stuff. That stuff.
I'm gonna mention this. My father is a very prideful man.
Right.
A very prideful man. Mm. He is a manly man. You know, he doesn't cry. He doesn't. You know, and that was when I was growing up. Until a few years ago, where he was listening to this doctor on the Spanish radio station, and she spoke about if you feel anger, if you feel anything within inside of you that you just feel like you cannot tell anybody else, just write it down on a piece of paper, cry it out while you're writing it, you know, just put on there anything that makes you feel any type of way, and then burn it. And when you burn it, let all those feelings out and let it go. It is behind you, it is in your past.
Damn.
And now you are in a new chapter where all of that has burnt to ashes. It is no longer here. It has disappeared. And I feel like ever since that day, my father has slowly but surely changed, as in hugging us more, showing more love, showing more affection. He has cried in front of us, which was very, very, very rare to see.
I think it's your father is Mexican, right?
Yes, my father is Mexican.
So, you know, that you hear about how strong Mexican men are and how prideful they are. So it's amazing when they can release their love to their children.
Yes.
I mean, they even got YouTube things about that on YouTube, you know. So that's a very serious thing right there.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a strong father. But sometimes you do, even if it's by yourself, you need to release that emotion.
Yes.
You need to let that emotion go.
And
you got children, you got a wife. I mean, you got a life going on right there. And that's... this thing can go on forever. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We'll continue that throughout the podcast. But right now, we're going to switch it up a little bit, you know. Talk about something that's real heavy to me and to others that's out there. It's called bored with your job, guys. Are you bored with your job? Nah, I'm going to do it this way, guys.
He has to say it that way because he's fed up with his.
You know, it's... I mean, okay. Maybe all of us won't use the word bored. Some of us have other things. Tired of it. Just too much of the same thing over and over again. It's not meeting your full potential as a person. I don't care what you want to call it. I call it bored with your damn job. Because, man, sometimes it's just like... Do you love what you do? Ask yourself, do you love what you do? And if the answer is no, then most likely you're along those lines of bored with your job. You don't want to quit. What was that post I seen, Rolly? It was, you work hard enough not to get fired, and you stay because they pay you just enough to pay your bills. If that job don't suck or hurt in some way, it hurts me because it's like, I should quit this motherfucker and go somewhere else. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. But at the same time, if I don't have something in place to replace that, I ain't a sucker. I ain't just going to quit and just have some balls. Now, don't get me wrong. These people have risked it all. You know, quit their jobs. You hear all the great stories. Quit their jobs, walked out. Got nothing, and somehow that a few weeks or months later, they end up with something amazing. I don't know how they survived where they lived, but me, damn it, I got bills to pay, I got things to do, I got a place to live in, I got a wife to take care of, hot damn it, you know what I'm saying? Take care of myself, food to put in the fridge, so you gotta work. But I'm just saying, bored with your job, it just, I feel like there's more, so much more I can do. So much more I can change. So much more I can influence. And this is, this, I feel, is not the place to allow me to do that. Now, I could be wrong. Some people might say, well, you just got to find a way to make great out of your work. You got to find a way to move yourself up, to educate yourself, and to build yourself in your job. And that way, maybe you might enjoy it. But if that was a fact, then it wouldn't be doctors and lawyers and actors and other people that got bored with their careers and switched it. Even if it wasn't, because it wasn't about the money. I'm talking about you. There's another talent, another gift within you. And I just feel that you should be able to do that. And that's what you're supposed to do. And that job is holding you back. And that's what I mean when I say I'm bored with the job. This is no longer how I feel I want to be. I mean, you preacher Parker Hollis, heard me? Preacher Hollis, what I'm going to call him. Because I preach the real truth out there. Real feelings, real emotions. I'm bored with this job. I mean, Roland, how do you feel about bored with your job? I mean, have you ever been bored with your jobs?
Of course. But again, you have to keep in mind, okay, well, we listen to Dr. Miles Monroe a lot. And he speaks about your job is your 9-to-5. It's just how you're getting through the day, through, you know, through your bills. But your work is what's important. So just look at it as, this is temporary. This is just my job. It's not my work.
Okay.
You know, and like he said, once you find your work, what you're good at and what you should really be pursuing, everything's going to be all right. You know, everything's going to fall into place and you will be getting paid enough, more than enough for your work. So your job just, I hear you, man. I've been fed up. I've been fed up before. But I knew that it's just for now, you know? It's just for now. I know just for now can turn into a few days, a few months, a few years.
Yes. You feel that pain? Somebody feel that pain with me? A few years is the word. A few months I can deal with. A few years is getting too damn far. At that point, it's now becoming my fault. That's how I feel like talking about
myself. Exactly.
Because now I'm allowing myself to stay here longer. I'm allowing myself to pit up.
What have you done to look for your work, what you're good at? What have you done?
Straight up, you're right.
He has no answer, ladies and gentlemen.
No answers, hot damn. No answers. And that's what I'm talking about. That's why I said the Preacher Parker Show is the realest show you will ever hear. Look, damn it, I do it this way, all right? I have feelings of what I want to do. I have a heartbeat that gets joy when I imagine the things I could do. But to pursue it independent to action is a lot more, I don't know, frightening or challenging or unrealistic in your mind, but it's not unrealistic to the Lord or to the spirits or to the universe. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's just to you. And I don't know, I just feel like when you're bored with your job, you gotta find something else. You gotta find a way to break that habit. And I mean, if you go to your workplace, people, and you walk in the door and your aura went from smiling to a frown instantly, there's gotta be something wrong.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you.
How did you work into a place where you no longer feel that you're welcome there? And it's not that welcome as in, I don't know, your spirit doesn't feel welcome. I feel like this ain't it.
Right. I feel like once you are like literally at that point where you cannot hang in there any longer, I think it is the universe telling you, hey, it's time to get up and go. This is not for you. It was just for a few years. This is the end of this chapter.
Right.
You need to start looking for something else. You know, and I mean, you know, hey, go for what you feel like you deserve.
Mm.
Go for it, man. What's the worst that they can say? No?
Yep.
All right. Okay.
How many no's can you get? The challenge should be to see how many no's you can get.
It is what it is, man.
If you challenge yourself to see how many no's you can get, you'd be amazing the yes that you'll get. amazing. Challenge the nose, damn it. Challenge the nose. That's the 2019 last 6 month challenge. Challenge the nose before this year is over to see what that big yes is going to actually come true.
Exactly.
Let's see what happens.
Exactly. Exactly. That big yes is bound to happen. Remember that, of course, you want the absolute best for you, right?
Right.
Of course. Everybody wants that. You are part of the universe. That means that the universe wants the absolute best for you as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you believe it that way, if you think that way. So instead of getting down and upset about all the no's, get excited for that big ass motherfucking yes that's coming, nigga.
Hey, straight up, you heard it first right here from Rolling. Coming deep for the 9-6. Nah, man. By the way, nah, man, it's just, I don't know. But the good thing is, at least for myself, is to not allow your boredom with your job to get you to become an alcohol, violence, going out there trying to rob and steal. You know, you people get stupid with it, you know what I mean? Doped up on some heavy ass drugs. You know what I mean? Just don't take a shower for a long period of time because you're so stressed out, you're going bald. I mean, once I saw my hair start turning gray a little bit, I realized this I shouldn't be stressing. There's no way you should be stressing at your job. For any reason. I don't care if you're from the president to the janitor. Don't be stressing for your damn job, man. It ain't worth it. You know, I get mad at people that are janitors too sometimes. I do.
Why?
I clean bathrooms at restaurants, so I understand. I mop floors. I swept, I dust, I cleaned back of machines, I detailed, I did the junk. I did work. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with work. Hard work is hard work. But you come into this country or you're an American citizen, either or, and you become a janitor. You're cleaning, you're doing it, you're not, you become a janitor manager for some of you. But there are some of you who are janitors for 10, 20 years. What in the hell is going on, man? Did you decide at this point, I am not going to challenge myself to do something more that's beyond myself? Don't get me wrong, we need janitors. But all janitors should be temporary jobs. 3 years tops. That's just my opinion. 3 years tops because there's always going to be somebody that's going to take a janitor
spot.
Or
a senior that's already retired and they're just trying to do something, you know, fun.
Yeah, that too. Exactly. But it's not picking.
Other than that, yes.
It's not picking at them. I just get mad because if you tell me that you've been there over the years, it's like you didn't try to do anything
if
better.
If you're a young man starting off as a janitor and you stay there longer than 10 freaking years, there is a problem.
Hell yeah. It's like, why? Why?
Do something better with your life. Again, look for your work. I mean, if you're doing that, but you're looking for your work or you're doing your work on the side, while you're doing that, then that's a different story.
Yeah, but okay. So was it a part-time job?
Like a part-time, exactly. Like a seasonal part-time job. You know, they're gonna get the summers off.
I just get mad at people that belittle themselves, belittle their challenges, belittle their ability. To tell yourself that you can't be more than what you are. I was like, you tell me you work at a retail store and you say I'm a cashier. And I said, that's awesome. That's cool. How long you been cashiering? 15 years. 15 years as a cashier? Do you own something? Are you doing this for fun? Is this something that you just decided no, this is a full-time cashier job for 15 years. And then you come and you complain to me about how your job is. How the hell can you complain about your job when you allowed yourself to stay there for 15 years? You know what I mean? And the reason why I can say that, because I worked at KFC, all right? I'm gonna keep it real. I worked at KFC for 12 years of my damn life. 6 of those years, I was a cashier / cook. Now, until wifey showed up, I didn't even believe I was going to try to become manager. I was like, and then out of nowhere, she just put the word in, you should become manager. It took less than a month to get the position. You know how freaking crazy it is? I ain't gonna say it. The point is, like I said earlier in the podcast, meet somebody that can challenge your life, whether it's your spouse or friend or somebody that challenge your life, because that's going to better you. But back to the point I was making, I got tired. From then on, I didn't believe I couldn't be a manager at any job. But every job I ever had, I was a manager. Every job. Crazy, believe it or not, to Google that junk. I don't give a damn. But all out about it, I managed. Somehow, some way, I didn't believe I could be only just a cashier, only just a damn cook. Something had to change. So now when I tell people about my workplace, I tell them all the time in the huddle. I tell them when I challenge them. If you believe you can do more than this, do more than this. Don't be staying at this job for a long time if you're not planning to move up.
Exactly.
That's my point. You know what I mean? That's my point I'm trying to make. So it's just weird to me that we don't.
Yes.
Try to better yourself. Try to get a promotion. Something. Hot damn it. Tell me you go to school and you try to get a good career, and then you tell me it didn't work out, and that's why I'm here for, and that you come. All the worst people that tell me they go to a new job, they go to get the new job, then less than a year later they come back to the same job they were just at to, oh, it didn't work out there. What the hell? You quit and they came back to the same job that you hated? Ain't no way that. You know what? I ain't gonna say it.
So at the end of the day, just make sure that you challenge yourself. Stop belittling yourself.
I'm pushing too hard to y'all right now.
You have got to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, who will?
Straight up. That's another challenge for the year. Alright, guys. Before I leave y'all, I want to leave y'all with a positive note. Today's been a beautiful Wednesday. It's going to be a lovely day for all of you. You stay positive. You stay meditated up, prayed up, affirmation up, positive up. Read that good book, whatever it is that you got to do to make your day better, make it better. Listen to only good music. You know what I'm saying? Stay only around friends that only going to talk about good things, not that gossip, not that negative. Stay around positive people today. That way your day can be great. It can be uplifting. It can be spiritually aligned. And that your night will end well so you can sleep better and have a wake up with another beautiful day. Stay blessed. You heard it live with your boy Preacher Parker. Your special guest, Rolly.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, welcome. Rolly was wonderful, wasn't she? Wasn't she? Please applaud that. Continue to listen to Anchor. Stay continue with your boy Preacher Parker. And you have a blessed, wonderful Wednesday. Stay blessed.